It's Group Therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Welcome to Quarantine Couples Court. Your defendant, Mark Owens. Your plaintiff, his lovely wife, Gretchen. And the judge, Curtis Slade. Welcome to the courtroom, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Owens, would you please state your case?
Ladies and gentlemen of the court and to the jury, to the judge, here's what I want to do. I'm ready to take a road trip with the boys. More importantly, I'm ready to take a road trip to Biloxi, Mississippi, to go to the casinos. You know that every year I like to get out of the house for a couple of days, go throw some dice, go play some cards. I use my own money to do this, just to get away and refresh my brain just a little bit. But unfortunately, because of COVID, I have not been able to do that this summer. However, now, as restrictions are starting to get lifted, now is the perfect opportunity.
Uh-huh.
Take a weekend, go with the boys, go throw some dice.
Okay, thank you, defendant. You'd like to go gamble your money away in Biloxi, is what we're hearing. Okay, and Mark's beautiful, lovely wife, Gretchen, is also here with us on the phone. She's the plaintiff. Hey, Gretchen.
Hello, how are you?
God bless you, honey.
Oh, hey, baby.
We got to hear from him every day.
Are you wearing that two-piece about you, baby girl?
You got to live with this man?
I sure am, Curtis.
Yes.
Okay, Gretchen, tell us your side of this story.
You know, I usually don't mind when he goes for a little bit of rest a day or two away, but he usually will use some of his funds from another job, and that job is not technically happening at this point.
So
I don't mind, but he also really has been wanting some extra things around the house, like a golf cart. He and Caroline talk about it all the time, so what better way to use your money than to save up and kind of put it towards a golf cart?
Gretchen would like to save up for a golf cart for the family, which is also a big man toy that Mark wants.
Let me ask you this too. How much fun would you or I really have in a casino when we are all masked up? I just don't think he would have as much fun as he might normally if he was not wearing a mask and following all the precautions.
So I'm really
just looking out for him and his safety.
And the future happiness of your family actually having a golf cart rather than Mark going to Biloxi and, you know, wasting it on the craps table or a blackjack table.
Right. So it would not be one-sided of Mark taking a boys trip. It would be a family thing if he were to save that money and put it towards a golf cart so his family could use it.
All right, friends, you are the jury in this quarantine couples court, so tell us what you think. Who do you side with? The defendant, Mark Owens, who needs a trip away, needs a boy trip, or his lovely, beautiful, common sense
stunning
wife?
Stunning.
I didn't get those adjectives.
Who wants to save up for a family golf cart, which also would be really fun and please Mark? Gosh, who do you side with, friends? 51539 or 404-263-0941. The jury's out, and we need to hear from you, friends. Gretchen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We understand you have to get to work, so I'm sure Curtis would love to deliver his verdict to you later on today.
I'll call you, boo.
Thank you. What is happening here?
You know, if Mark leaves town, I'll pull up, right?
What?
I'll see you soon, boo.
Our house is your house. You come right over.
My trailer's your trailer, baby.
What the hell is going on? Why?
All right, friends, join us, friends, 404-263-0941.
We're back with Group Therapy on Jen and Friends.
Welcome back to Quarantine Couples Court. Defendant Mark Owens wants to go to Biloxi on a boys' gambling trip. Plaintiff, his lovely wife, Gretchen, would prefer to save their money and save up for a golf cart. She doesn't mind him going, but she just says, right now, really, wearing a mask? Do you have to?
Mm-hmm.
And the judge in this case is Curtis Slade.
Who's completely biased.
You are the jurors, 404-263-0941 or 51539. Juror number one is Kristen in Covington. What do you say, juror?
If he gets a boys trip, she gets a girls trip.
That's it.
That's right.
If he leaves, we leaving too. Me and Gretchen. We could be riding dirty too.
It does seem a little unfair, right, Kristen? That Mark
not only,
if she wins this argument, he also gets a golf cart.
See, no fair.
It's not fair. Mark, do you have anything to defend yourself with that one?
No, it's no. If she would like a girls trip, she's more than welcome to have one. I will agree that I usually take the extra funds from working for the Atlanta Braves when I take my little boys' trips, but obviously there is no Braves this season right now because no fans in the stands. Mm-hmm. At Truist Park means no Mark. So, yes, mm-hmm. it will become out of my secondary budget. Mm-hmm. So money is a little bit tighter. However, what if I win big and I'm able to come home and buy a golf cart and maybe do some home renovations as well?
That's okay. A big what if.
Jury, what do you say? 404-263-0941. Coming in on the text line, happy wife, happy life, Mark. Mm-hmm. Duh. How many times do we have to tell you this on this show?
Oh, she's going to be happy. She's going to be happy. As soon as Mark leaves, we're going to give you a throwing away party. And we're going to have a party of our own, Marco. Go ahead and do your thing.
This judge, how did you get elected to this position? What happened here? I mean, no win.
All right. Next juror is Helen from Decatur. Hey, Helen.
I say, Mark, honey, they just don't get it, but I do. Look, I was there last month, and it's fine. I saw more people at Costco yesterday than I did at the casino. No one there. There's no delay.
More people
at
fine. Costco.
You're going to win all the money. You're going to win all the money. Stop letting them scare you. They're just being buzzkills, and they don't get that rush of that big jackpot hit. Money. Yeah. You go, you have fun, be safe, be responsible, and if you want to call me, I'll share some secret slots that pay out every time.
What?
Oh, now
Helen's
see.
Got the inside track. Okay, that's one juror on your side.
That was actually my attorney that chimed in.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Mark, what do you see coming in on the text line? Are you going to be fair about the text?
100%.
I'm reading them too.
From the 678.
I got my eye on you.
This is from Renee. The golf cart is a long-term goal for the family. It will make the relationship let him go. This one from the 770, it just says, Mark, don't be stupid.
Plain and simple.
Uh-huh.
From the 770, I say that they save up, especially in these uncertain times with COVID. You never know if you will need the funds for an emergency or something like that.
And do you see this one from Jessica from Atlanta? She's on your side.
Taking Mark's side. Everybody needs a guy's trip. Maybe she should take advantage and plan a girl's trip for herself. Have some fun apart.
Yep. And then several texts saying that they're on your side, Mark. I hate this.
What? This is the impartial jury that we have right here.
No, I've never said I was impartial at all.
I don't even know
what my role is in the courtroom, but I'm just on Gretchen's side. So there's that. Make me a juror, I guess.
I'm not even sure what mine is.
Drew and Tenoya says, who's to say Mark won't double his money in Biloxi? Golf carts for everyone.
I'm just saying, you get a golf cart. You get a golf cart.
Spoken like a true gambler. Okay,
right.
Final word on this is going to come from Judge Curtis Slade.
Oh,
what is your verdict in today's quarantine couples court?
Well, Jen Hobby, if I wasn't a tamarind player, I'd be all up in Gretchen's business. But, you know.
What does that mean you're a tamarind player?
You know, straighten out your arm.
Uh huh.
Okay. Outstretch your fingers.
Okay. Yeah.
And just wave your hand side to side.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
I've never heard sexuality described as playing a tambourine, but I'm
Shake your hands side to side. Yeah.
Now
I don't know how many people
you.
Are shaking their hands side to side with us right now.
Okay. Excuse me, Judge. Sorry. I interrupted your verdict. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have to rule in the favor of the defendant, Mark Owens.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
You are allowed to take your boys' trip as the one time of the year that you get to spend some time alone, away from your family, and enjoy your boys. I think that you should go.
Man, what? 2020 just keeps getting more and more odd.
And I will babysit Gretchen. I will coddle her and nestle her in my bosom until you return.
That's why he wants you to go away, because he's got a crush on your wife.
She's hot. Gretchen's hot.
I totally agree.
You love Gretchen O.
Shocking. Not the way I thought today's group therapy was going to go.
Yes.
Congratulations, Marco. Now get out of
friends.
My courtroom so I can straighten up my wig.
We love it when you're part of the jury. 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. Reach out to us always. 404-263-0941.
Jen and Friends. Atlanta Star 94.1.